I'm Kathy Goldgeier, WAMU 88.5. D.C. Fire Chief Gregory Dean is defending his operation following the very public resignation of the department's medical director after only 7 months on the job. In a scathing letter to Mayor Muriel Bowser, outgoing medical director Juliette Saucy charged that people die needlessly in D.C. because of poor emergency medical response. The charge comes after many years of problems, from ambulances breaking down to firefighters responding to the wrong address. Bowser brought Dean in from Seattle last year to overhaul the troubled department. But Saucy's resignation raises new concerns about the pace of change. Dean disputes many of Saucy's complaints, but agrees that crews need more emergency medicine skills.
We need to do more training. I've said that if for those members that think they're only here to fight fire, that they're 20 years too late. Because 81% of our business is EMS. We all agree on that.
Another point of contention is keeping fire trucks and ambulances moving and available. Saucy complains about what she calls disappearing acts by crews when they transport people to the hospital. She says middle management resisted efforts to hold them accountable. But Chief Dean says the answer is contracting with private ambulances to transport people in non-life-threatening cases.
Our units will respond to the incident. They will do an assessment of the patient. After that assessment, they will determine if we can call an ambulance so that all our units are not going to be stuck in the ER room trying to get back in service.
Saucy dismisses that solution in her letter, saying it's like putting a Band-Aid on a gushing artery. One of the city's strongest advocates for EMS reform is D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. He says private ambulances can help, but they're not the whole answer.
The department has got to reduce the number of calls that are unimportant for ambulance transport to emergency rooms. People call to get their prescriptions filled.
Mendelson says that while he finds the medical director's letter disturbing, he stands by the fire chief.
I have no question in my mind about his competence. I do have a question in my mind about how deep and pervasive the quality of EMS service is.
Saucy's last day on the job is Saturday. I'm Kathy Goldgeier.